بسم الله ثم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah. We praise Him. We seek His guidance. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who has blessed us to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah, who has revealed the Quran for our benefit. And brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah, we're going to continue what we began talking about last week. And that's talking about the number one enemy of all of us. And this is the shaitan, the devil. And brothers and sisters, it's important that we talk about him. Because the shaitan, he's on us 24 hours a day, 24/7. From the moment we come into this world until the moment just before we leave this world, the shaitan's mission is to derail us. The shaitan's mission is to drag us with him into the hellfire. So it's very important that we know about him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ شَيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the shaitan, he's an enemy to you, an open enemy. So take him as your enemy. And Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And he only invites his followers to follow him into the blazing fire. May Allah protect us from that. So brothers and sisters, this is why we're going to speak about the shaitan today. And as I said, the shaitan, he's our number one enemy. The shaitan, he hates us. It's said that when Nuh alayhi salam, when he was on his ark, and the flood waters had came and the oceans had risen, and it's just Noah and his followers on this ark. Noah alayhi salam, he noticed a man that he didn't recognize. He noticed a man that he didn't recognize on this ship. And there was not that many people on the ship with him. And he knew everybody. But suddenly he sees somebody he doesn't recognize. So he said to this man, he says, what brought you here? This old man that he sees. And this old man, he says, I came here to strike at the hearts of the people. To strike at the hearts of the people. And I want their hearts to get close to me and their bodies can be with you. When he said this, Nuh alayhi salam, he said, leave, O enemy of Allah. Because he knew he was the shaitan. Who else was it going to be? This is the reality of the shaitan, brothers and sisters. The shaitan, he wants to drag each and every one of us away from Sirat al-Mustaqim, away from the straight path. And he wants to take us into the hellfire. Brothers and sisters, this name shaitan, it comes from the word shatana. And shatana means to be far away from good. Far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the shaitan. And his name, Iblis, it comes from the word balasa. And balasa means to despair, to give up hope. It means to be in a confused state where you can't see the right way. And this is Iblis. Brothers and sisters, as I said, he's our number one enemy. And the shaitan, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he jammed himself up, after he caused himself to be destined for the hellfire, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَا أَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He says to Allah, because you misled me, now I'm going to wait for them on the straight path. Not at the bar, not at the club, not in the corner, on the straight path, صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, on Islam. He said, I'm going to wait for them. And then he says, "Thumma la'atiyannahum min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shama'ilihim." Then I will come to them from in front of them and from behind them and from their right and from their left. This is what the shaitan is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shaitan, he's given us his game plan. The shaitan is basically saying, I'm going to attack them from all directions. So inshallah, the khutbah for today, we're going to talk about these four directions that the shaitan is going to be coming at us from. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, he was the scholar of the ummah of his time. He was the young student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think it was his nephew or his cousin. And he spent just a few years with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he began his studies. And so Ibn Abbas, he became from the mufassirin, the people who explained the Qur'an. And inshallah, we're going to use the advice of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. Ibn Abbas, he said that when the shaitan says, "Thumma la'atiyannahu min bayni aydihim," when the shaitan says, "I will come from in front of them, I will attack them from in front of them," the shaitan, he's going to make us have doubts about the akhirah. Because what's in front of all of us? The hereafter, the future. And the shaitan, he makes us think it's so far away. The shaitan, when he comes to us, he makes us think that the hereafter, heaven and the hell, is something that's so far away. Don't worry about that right now. And brothers and sisters, the reality is that the hereafter, the akhirah, is just a heartbeat away from all of us. One heartbeat is all that separates us from being in this dunya or finding ourselves in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's warned us about this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhan nas, inna waddallahi al-haq." O mankind, verily the promise of Allah is true. فَلَا تَغُرَنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, verily the promise of Allah is true. And what's the promise of Allah? Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. Jannah and Jahannam, paradise and the hellfire. This is the promise of Allah. And Allah is saying, oh mankind, the promise of Allah is true. So don't let this present life deceive you. This present life that all of us were enjoying, Allah says, don't let this present life deceive you. And don't let the chief deceiver deceive you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the chief deceiver, the one who's trying to deceive us, to fool us, to make us forget, is none other than the shaitan. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us in the Quran, and He said, "Kalla bal tuhibbuna al-ajila wa tadharuna al-akhira." Allah reminds us, He says, "Nay, but you prefer this present life, this temporary life, this life that's going to be over like this, and you neglect the hereafter." And this is from the traps of the shaitan. He makes us forget that at any moment it's going to come to an end. No matter how much fun we're having, no matter how good things are, no matter how things might be going right for us, eventually it's going to end. And eventually we're going to find ourselves in the hereafter. Ibn Abbas, rahimahullah, he said that when the shaitan said, and he said, "Wamin khalfihim," and I'm going to attack them from behind them. What the shaitan meant by this is that he's going to draw our attention, draw our hearts to what's behind us. And what's behind us? The life of this world, this dunya that we're in right now. The shaitan, he's going to bring it right up to us. And he's going to make us get distracted with it. All we're going to be thinking about is the life of this world. And this is the reality. This is why you see so many of us dedicating so much time and energy to this dunya, to the life of this world. And in the meantime, we're not preparing for what comes after it, which is the akhirah. The reality is, brothers and sisters, that the dunya, we can see it right now. We can see the dunya. We're in it. We can see it. We can touch it. We can feel it. We can get involved with it. But the akhirah, the hereafter, is something that we haven't seen. It's something that's just up here in our minds. And this is from the traps of the shaitan. He brings the dunya. He brings the dunya to us so that we want it. So that that's all we care about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us. And he said to us, "Mali wa dunya." He said, "What do I have to do with this dunya?" He said, "Innama matali wa matalu dunya. Verily the example of myself and the dunya, kamatali raakibin, kalla fi dilli shajaratin, thumma raha wa talakaha." He said, "Verily the example of myself and this dunya is the example of a traveler. And this traveler, he stops under a tree, and he gets some rest, and then he gets up and he moves on. This was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this needs to be us. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said, I'm amazed by those who were ordered to take provisions for their journey. I'm amazed by those who were ordered to take provisions for their journey. And they were told that their journey is going to begin soon. And yet they play. Each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, all we are is a traveler. We're traveling from this life into the hereafter. And each and every one of us, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only thing that's going to help us is the provisions that we're carrying, the good deeds that we did, whatever we sent forward for our meeting with Allah, that's what's going to help us. So what about if we spend all our time in this life, preparing for this life, getting the provisions for this life, and at any moment it's going to be over? And then what? So this is from the traps of the shaitan. He brings the dunya right in front of our face. He makes us smell it and see it and hear it and touch it. And then that's all we want. And we forget about what comes after that. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah, he said that when the shaitan says, "Wa an aymanihim," and from their right side, I'm going to attack them from their right side. Ibn Abbas said that this means your religion, your deen, your good deeds. Because what are we going to get, inshallah, tomorrow in our right hand? Our book of good deeds, bismillah. So the shaitan, he's going to attack that. And what he's going to do is he's going to cause confusion in your religion. He's going to cause confusion in what you believe. He's going to cause all kinds of miscommunication. He's going to try to get you to do things you shouldn't be doing as part of Islam. And he's going to attack our good deeds. He's going to sabotage our good deeds. You know, you go to do something good and something happens and what you thought was going to be good turns out to be bad. Maybe you go to do a good deed and the result is something that's bad because maybe you messed it up somehow. Maybe you didn't do the right thing. This is from the shaitan. They said that when Musa, alayhi salam, when he was in a gathering, the shaitan, he came and he came near to him. And the shaitan, he had on a burnus. A burnus is like a cloak with a hood. And this burnus that he had, it was changing colors. Subhanallah. And the people saw this. So the shaitan, he's coming to Musa, alayhi salam. And as he gets closer, he stops. He takes off the burnus. He puts it down. And then he approaches Musa, alayhi salam. And he says to them, "Assalamu alaikum." Assalamu alaikum to Musa, alayhi salam. So Musa, he's seeing this man. And Musa, he says, "Man ant, who are you?" Shaitan says, "I am Iblis." And Musa says, "There's no welcome to you from Allah. There's no peace from Allah for you." So he doesn't return the greeting. And then Musa, he says, "What are you doing here? Why did you come?" So the shaitan, he says, "I came because I wanted to greet you because of your high status with Allah." Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa, he asked him, "What was that I saw that you had on? What was that thing that you took off?" The shaitan said, "It's one of my traps. It's how I get the hearts of the sons of Adam." And this is the dunya. This is the dunya. We love the good looking things. We love the beautiful new stuff. We love this dunya, and this is from the traps of the shaitan. So Musa alayhi salam, he asked the shaitan, he says, "What is it that we do that allows you to take over us, that allows you to control us? What is it that we do?" See, Musa alayhi salam, he's smart. He's trying to get some information from him. And the shaitan, he said, "When man becomes happy with himself, when he becomes pleased with himself, and when he thinks highly of his good deeds, and when he forgets his sins, that's when I got him." And we spoke about this. We spoke about this thinking good of ourselves. This is from the kibr, arrogance. We think we're something. And then when we think we're something, then we think that we're doing all kinds of good things. And we forget about the bad things that we do. And this is what opens us up to the shaitan. And then the shaitan, he got carried away. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. He got carried away. And then he gave some nasiha to Musa alayhi salam. He gave Musa some advice. He said, "Musa, I'm going to warn you about three things. I'm going to warn you about three things." He said, number one, don't ever be alone with a woman. Don't ever be alone with a woman, because I promise you, I'll be right there to use her to seduce you and use you to seduce her. This is a promise from the Shaitan. Don't be alone with a woman, because I'll be the third one there. And then he said, and never make a promise to Allah. Never make a promise to Allah except that you rush to fulfill it. Because as soon as you make that promise, I'm going to be right there with you, trying to get you to break that promise to Allah. And brothers, this is, subhanAllah, we should reflect. How often do we make a promise to Allah? Oh Allah, if you help me with this, I promise Allah I'm going to do this, this and that. Oh Allah, if you help me with this out of this situation, I promise I'm going to stop doing this. And how many times do we keep our promise to Allah, subhanAllah? And the third thing, the shaitan advised Musa, he said, and Musa, if you ever say you're going to give some sadaqah, some charity, then give it quick. Because I'm going to be right there next to you, convincing you not to give it for the sake of Allah. And how often does this happen to us? How often do we have the intention to give some money for the sake of Allah? Maybe when we come to the masjid, I got $10, I'm going to give it for the sake of Allah. And then before we leave, shaitan reminds us about this and about that. Oh, you're going to need the money for this. Oh, don't give that. Oh, they don't need that. It is good. This is from the shaitan, brothers and sisters. And the shaitan, when he realized what he had just done, he went away. He went away and he was disgusted with himself. And he started saying, Wiley, 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 woe to me, woe to me, woe to me. I just told Musa what to tell the children of Adam. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So this is the shaitan, brothers and sisters. The shaitan, he's going to attack our good deeds and sabotage them. The shaitan, he's going to give us doubts about the religion. Why do I have to wear hijab? Why do I have to pray 5 times a day? Why do I have to pray right now? Why can't I just wait till later? And what about fasting in the summertime? It's so hard, man. Come on. This is from the shaitan. And finally, Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he said that when the shaitan says, "Wa in shama'ilihim," and I'm going to attack them from the left, the shaitan, he's going to come at us with the sins. The shaitan is going to beautify the sins, because what's going to happen with your left hand on Yawm al-Qiyamah? We ask Allah to save us from this. But the people who get their book in the left hand, why? Because of the sins, because of the bad deeds that they did. So this is where the shaitan is going to attack us from also, from the left hand side. And the shaitan is going to beautify the sins for us. He's going to make the sins appear as if that's not that big of a deal. He's going to make us think about the sins. Man, everybody else is doing it. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, he tells us about the roll call of the shaitan. You know how the police department, they have a roll call first thing in the morning to bring everybody up to speed on what's going on, what to look out for, what they need to do. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, he says the shaitan has a roll call every morning. And he gathers up his troops and he spreads them out. And the shaitan, what he says to them, he says, whoever misleads a Muslim, or whoever has misled a Muslim, he's going to be the man today. He's going to get the crown today. Whoever has misled a Muslim, he gets the crown today. So he begins taking roll call. Okay, what did you do? So one man says to the shaitan, I stayed with so-and-so until he divorced his wife. And the shaitan says, that's nothing. He's going to get married again. Another shaitan, he says, I stayed with so-and-so until he was bad to his parents. Until he was bad to his parents. And this is a major sin, brothers and sisters. May Allah save us all from that. The shaitan, he says, I stayed with so-and-so until he was bad to his parents. And Iblis, he says, that was nothing. He's going to start being good to them now. Another shayateen, he says to the shaitan, I stayed with so-and-so until he committed zina, fornication, illegal sexual thing. And the shaitan says, you're the man. That's it. You're the man. Another shayateen says, wait. I stayed with so-and-so until he drank the wine. On today's day, maybe until he smoked some weed. The shaitan says, you're the man. And finally, another shayateen, he stands up. He says, wait. I stayed with so-and-so until he killed somebody. And the shaitan, he says, that's it. You're the man. And this is what the shaitan does. All the evil sins, he makes them attractive for us. All of the evil sins, he's called us to do them. And this is how he attacks us from the left. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to be aware of what's going on around us with the shaitan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the open eyes so we can see our enemy coming at us. أقول لك الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that when the shaitan said, ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَأَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, when the shaitan said, I will come to them from in front of them and from behind them and from the right and from the left, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, the shaitan, he didn't say he would come from on top, from above them. And he said, and the reason is because the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, descends from above them, from above us. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has revealed this knowledge for us, for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has warned us about the shaitan that we can't see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who had mercy on us and blessed us with al-Islam. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, without a doubt, all of us, we're going to make mistakes. Without a doubt, all of us, we're going to commit the sins. Without a doubt, all of us, at one point or another, we're going to fall for the traps of the shaitan. But when we do, what we need to do is make istighfar to Allah. Make tawbah to Allah. Turn back to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I've made a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكُرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who when they commit a fahisha, a lewd, a vulgar sin, or they have oppressed themselves by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they remember Allah, they turn back to Allah and they ask for forgiveness for their sins. This is what the believers do. And Anas ibn Malik, he said that when Allah revealed this ayat, the shaitan, he cried. The shaitan, he lost even more. He got even more despairing. Why? Because he said, I committed a sin and I didn't make a istighfar. And now Allah is telling the people, if you make the sins, just make a istighfar. Just ask Allah for forgiveness. So alhamdulillah, who's given us a means to go back to Him. Brothers and sisters, one of the Muslims that lived before us, he had a student. And this student, he studied with this sheikh for many years. So the sheikh, one day, he turns to his student and he asks him, what do you do when shaitan, he comes with the waswasa? What do you do when the shaitan, he whispers to you to get you to do the bad things? This student, he said, I fight him. And then the sheikh says, okay, well, what if he continues? What do you do then? And the student said, I fight him some more. Well, what do you do if he still keeps coming at you? And the student said, I keep on fighting him. And the sheikh, he says, this is going to take too long. This is too hard. So he said to him, let me give you an example. Say you're walking through a field and there's some sheep there. And the sheep, they're in your way. And there's a dog there. And you know how the sheep dogs, they guard the sheep. He says, what will you do if this guard dog, he starts barking at you and he won't let you get by? What will you do? So the student says, I'm going to fight him. I'm going to repel him so he goes away. And the sheikh says, okay, and if that doesn't work, what will you do? And the student says, I'm going to fight him some more. He's going to fight the dog until the dog gives up. And the sheikh says, that's going to take too long. Why not go to the owner of the dog? Why not go to the owner of the dog? Brothers and sisters, the owner of everything, including the shaitan, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we can't do it on our own. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again, oh Allah, please help me against the shaitan. Oh Allah, please help me against my own nafs, my own desires. Go to the owner of everything, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from what we've heard here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who always make tawbah and istighfar, who always ask Allah to forgive them and always turn to Allah with repentance. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help each and every one of us against the shaitan and against our own nafs. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become the best Muslims that we can become before the day when we